We are continuing Yudayim Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Chet. These Mishnahs are continuing with the discussions between the Tzedukim and the Chachomim. Mishnah Zayin. Oymim Tzedukim. The Tzedukim had another tain against the Prushim. Kolim Ono Aleichem Prushim. We have a tain on you, Prushim, the Tamid Chachomim, Shatim Etayim, is a Nitzuk. That you hold that something that is being poured, if you're pouring from one kli to another kli, what remains in the upper kli is tar. We don't say that the fact that there's a stream of water connecting the top kli and the bottom kli, that we treat the whole thing as one kli. One body of water, and then if you touch the bottom, it's automatically in the time of the top. Om Prushim, Kol Lemonu Aleichem Stukim, Shatim Etayim, Esam Esamayim, Abomi Beit HaKvaris. So that's your problem, that there's some connection between the water on top and the water on the bottom, therefore you feel that the water on top should also be tameh if the water on the bottom comes tameh. If that's the case, I understand you. You hold if you have a waterway, flowing water in the ground, that waterway is tar. Even though it may have initiated in a Beit HaKvaris, in a place of tumas meis where people are buried. These were all tainas of Lishitosa. You hold this logic, your logic is not accurate. There was another argument between the Stukim and the Chachamim, and the Stukim said, "Kol Aleichem Prushim Shatim Oynim." We have a sign against you, Prushim. You tell me the Chachamim that you say, "Shori Vachameri Sheziku Chayovim, Avdi Amati Sheziku Peturim." You say that if a person has an ox or a donkey and he does not watch over his ox and donkey, and they damage, the owner of the ox and donkey have to pay. You have to pay for the damages your animal does if you didn't watch over your animal. On the other hand, if you own a eved, a servant, or a maid servant, and they damage your person, the logic of the Tzedukim was, if these animals, which are not chayv and mitzvahs, still have responsibility over them to make sure they behave themselves, and if they damage, they have to pay for the nezek. If you own a servant and maid servants that are chayiv and mitzvahs, you know, it's eved kanani, the chayiv and mitzvahs that a woman is mechayiv. So in Yiddinsha, a chayiv and mitzvahs have responsibility over their damages. This is the logic of the Tzedukim. Onu lehem the chacham master them, lo yim amatim v'shorin chamor she'ein bohem das. Shorin chamor, they don't have the das to cause trouble to rebel against the owner. So therefore he has responsibility to watch over them. And if he doesn't watch over them, he has to pay. Human beings, even if they're your servants, they have their own free will to decide what they want to do. And therefore, we're concerned if there is a fight between the master and the servant, to take revenge of his master, is going to go out of his way to burn down somebody else's haystack. And if we're going to say the master is have to pay, we're going to have this situation. So whenever there's a fight between the master and the eved, that is just going to go out and cause damages, and have the master have to pay. So therefore, we say that the chayav l'shalom, and the master will have to pay. Therefore, Chacham said, this is the answer once again. According to your logic is not all true, because there's a reason to say that after, because he's a bad dad, that's the reason that he has to be responsible for his own actions, and the master is not responsible for the actions of the eved. Yeah.